Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our new friend, soon to be not such a new friend, Dr. Sylvia LaFair. She's the author of Gutsy, a brand new book called subtitled How Women Leaders Make Change. Sylvia, you want to give us a website, please?
The website is Sylvia with a Y, S-Y-L-V-I-A, LaFair, L-A-F as in Frank, A-I-R, .com.
SylviaLaFair.com, so check it out, folks. The books are available wherever books are sold, I'm sure. Sylvia, we're talking about women making a difference in their own lives, taking leadership positions, and it sounds a little bit like you're saying that if women are going to be successful, they have to learn how to work with men, I don't hear any men say talk more. I don't hear anybody say to men talk more, so women will be happy. I hear women say to other women talk less, so you can get along with men better. Is that right?
That seems to be the way it goes. I think there's certain things we know about each other, and I think there's change that's in the air. And let me put it this way: women were the ones who would be the caring people. You know, we would take care of the kids,
right.
and we still do. There's no doubt about that. Where men were prone to be more daring, and you can always see that in adolescence.
Well, testosterone is the aggressive hormone.
Exactly. That's exactly it. But so they would be daring. So we would have caring and daring.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening is women are now taking more risks, becoming more daring. And I see more and more men saying, I want to be with my family more. I want to have more involvement.
Is that a good thing? You think that's a good thing?
Of course.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's critical. So men are becoming more caring. And therefore, caring plus daring equals sharing.
Mm.
So we're all beginning
but
to
caring,
share more.
Caring by the men doesn't have to be the emasculation of men either.
No,
right? I mean, that's one thing that I think we have to make sure that we say. But you know, the thing that I've thought about a lot is men don't like to. Not only do men not say a lot of words, men don't like to hear a lot of words.
Well, you know,
like to cut to the chase, and women really, really do like to listen. Men don't like to listen. Women like to listen, and they think that since I like to listen, other people must like to listen. And what do you think?
Well, one of the big pieces of advice I give women is when you talk to men, tell them the baby's name, not about the delivery.
Right. Exactly. And not the Apgar score, how long it was, how the circumference of the head. We don't care about stuff like that.
But I think part of it, Jim, is because men have more gray matter in their brains. And that's, as I said before, when you think about having to go out and bring home dinner, they had to stay very focused. Women have more white matter, which is it goes across both sides of the brain.
The connective tissue, yeah.
And we are really good at connecting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something we are helping men learn more about. It's really connecting the dots, and we're good at seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why women in business are beginning to say things like, and some men do, but women have been really known for this, well, wait a minute, what about, you know, how this is affecting the
right.
environment?
Right.
What about how, and the big question I have for today is that I think men and women need to look at what is the difference between child care and caring for children?
Mm-hmm.
And in the workplace, you know, there's a lot of places now that have child care.
I agree with that.
But is that the right, is it enough?
And there's something else, Sylvia, that I think is important that women can play a big role in. We've been doing a lot of things in the last 150 years in the marketplace that have been good for humans, but they haven't necessarily been good for humanity.
Well said.
And I think women can help all of us really play a big role in getting our decisions and the things that we do, the decisions we make, the consumption that we have, focus not only on humans but also on humanity. What do you think?
Well, you know, exclamation point, and I agree with you totally.
And totally. I think men need help with that. I think because see, I'm saying this from personal for myself. Men believe that if they can do something, it must be the right thing to do. If we can actually do it, it must be the right thing to do. And sometimes it's not.
Well, I think that's where, not just around children, but I think this caring plus daring equals sharing philosophy is for now.
Yeah.
I really think that's an important thing.
I like that. Caring plus sharing.
Caring plus daring.
Equal sharing. Folks, that's going to be on the test, so you better write that down. Sylvia, will you come back another day? We got more to talk about.
Oh, I'd love to.
We've enjoyed having you here on the show. Good job today.
Thanks.
And congratulations on the new book, Gutsy, How Women Leaders Make Change. Think about that humanity thing, folks. You're going to hear me talking about that more and more in the days, weeks, months, maybe years ahead. 29 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.